What a surprise. Major League Baseball proving to us once again that they just don't get it. Of the three major sports leagues, baseball by far has the most conservative audience. The NBA, of course, has the most liberal. That shouldn't surprise anyone. The NFL is a little bit more diverse, which is probably why the league makes some decisions that please the right, and they make other decisions that please the left. The number one goal of any sports league is to attract an audience. I mean, without the fans, the league doesn't exist. Now, in order to maintain that audience, you got to cater to them. Make decisions with your audience in mind. Major League Baseball has been in trouble for years. That is a topic for a whole nother video. Attendance declines, television ratings declines. They're not even close to where they were during the peak of the 80s and 90s and some of the 2000s. The average Major League Baseball fan is 57 years old. Baseball has the oldest audience of any sport. Now, what happens as you get older? You tend to become more conservative. Your mentality shifts. Remember the Chad Zone in Seattle during the summer of 2020? You remember that? All the dirty bums sitting in downtown Seattle, not bathing, supposedly protesting, though no one could figure out what the hell they were actually protesting. Now, how many 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 60-year-olds, how many of those did you see in the Chad Zone? None. Those people were too busy working or watching Major League Baseball. The Chad Zone was full of kids, some in their late teens, early 20s, mid to late 20s maybe, with no clue as to what the hell they were doing. But I'm willing to bet most of them were not fans of Major League Baseball. The point is, Major League Baseball has a largely conservative fan base. They are steeped in American tradition. Now, that doesn't mean all baseball fans aren't social justice warriors, but you're much more likely to see a BLM flag or a BLM shirt in an NBA arena than at Wrigley Field. So it confuses the shit out of me how they can deny Curt Schilling entry into the Hall of Fame based on his conservative political beliefs. They're not even denying it. I think we talked about this a while back. I can't remember the baseball writer's name who clearly should not be voting for the Hall of Fame, but he admitted that he was not voting for Curt Schilling because he disagreed with him politically. Now, what the hell does politics have to do with baseball? Back in 2004, when Curt Schilling was instrumental leading the Red Sox to their first World Series title in 80-plus years, I don't remember baseball writers back then asking him, "Hey, Curt, what is your opinion on the war in Iraq? How do you feel about late-term abortion?" They didn't give a shit back then, but we were living in different times in 2004. Better times, really. Politics hadn't infected sports. If something even remotely political was involved in the NFL, the NBA, or Major League Baseball, it was generally apolitical. Military support, for example. The country uniting around baseball and football after 9/11. But we didn't have constant debates in the sports world over political issues back then. Now, you fast forward to today, you have a man who should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer being denied entry forever over his political beliefs. Now, I'm not going to sit here and drone on about the stats with Curt Schilling. You can look those up on your own. But if you were alive during his career, you shouldn't need to look up his stats to know that he's a Hall of Famer. What I am going to do is something that I never thought I would do. I cannot believe I'm about to say this. I am going to agree with Bomani Jones. Very rarely do I agree with anyone who has ESPN as the job on their LinkedIn profile. In the past, I have gone after Bomani Jones for being a race baiter. He co-hosts a podcast with Dominique Foxworth, a man who has tried his best to promote racial division to further his career to no avail. No one gives a shit about Dominique Foxworth. But I always say this is not an agenda-driven channel, that sports used to be something that united us. Well, here is proof of that. Here is proof that sports can unite people. KC, the guy who shits on social justice warriors on a daily basis, is going to agree with a social justice warrior. A while back, I think it was a few years ago maybe, Curt Schilling accused Bomani Jones of being a racist. Now, I don't know for a fact if Bomani Jones actually hates white people. I'm actually willing to give him the benefit of the doubt. You look at a lot of the things that he says, though, and I can kind of understand why Curt Schilling would think that. But to the credit of Bomani Jones, he did not allow that to taint his view of Curt Schilling's baseball career. Unlike Major League Baseball writers, But Monty Jones was willing to put political differences aside and judge Curt Schilling's Hall of Fame status based solely on his on-field career. Now, what a novel idea that is, judging a baseball player on baseball. To be honest with you, I was surprised when I saw the video I'm about to show you, a rare instance of common sense from someone who usually views everything through the lens of race. Check it out for yourself.
Now, Curt Schilling says that I, personally, am a racist. Impersonally, I say Schilling is a Hall of Famer. What can I say? I've made peace with this reality. Sometimes, bad people are good at stuff. Schilling is on the writer's ballot for the Baseball Hall of Fame for the 10th and final time. No one was inducted last year, but Schilling was the top vote getter. Ascribing virtue to success is a foolhardy mission. But rather than abandon such childish simplicity, we deputize ourselves as arbiters of goodness, as if our lives aren't hard enough already.
There was one thing that Bomani Jones said in that clip that really caught my attention. Even though I have criticized him in the past for his radical views on things, I've never accused him of being a dummy, but Monty Jones is a smart dude. That one thing he said, ascribing virtues to success is a foolhardy mission, but rather than abandon such childish simplicity, we deputize ourselves as arbiters of goodness, as if our lives aren't hard enough already. That is absolutely brilliant. It's brilliant. That statement is kind of like a microcosm of this channel. SJWs have nominated themselves as the arbiters of what's good and what's bad, what's right or wrong, who's racist, who's not. What happens if you don't comply with their agenda? What happens if you question the Kobe crusade? They cancel you. They tarnish your reputation. Here we have Bomani Jones, an admitted social justice warrior, saying that we should abandon such childish simplicity. I couldn't have said it better myself. This right here is the reason political and social issues have no place in sports. It's one of the only things that we have where people from all backgrounds can come together and agree, be united. Major League Baseball should just go ahead and get rid of their Hall of Fame. Or if they're not going to do that, get some objective people to vote on it. Clearly, baseball writers cannot separate their personal political beliefs from the sport itself. Denying Curt Schilling is 100% political. Last year, he had around 70% of the votes. 75% is required for entry. This year, Curt Schilling garnered 58.6%. He dropped over 12 points. Now, what happened between last year and this year? He made inflammatory statements about the January 6th riots. We cannot allow him into our exclusive club. And that wasn't the only thing that happened last summer. Curt Schilling essentially told baseball writers to fuck off. He didn't want to get into their shitty Hall of Fame. David Ortiz, he was the only player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. Which is kind of strange when you think about it. Both Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens, they were once again denied entry too, just like Curt Schilling. Now, baseball writers with Bonds and Clemens, baseball writers claim it's because they use steroids, PEDs, but I think it's because both of them had bad relationships with the mainstream media throughout their careers. And who can blame them? Who can blame them? But let's go ahead and go with that logic, that they're not allowed in because of steroids. Guess who else was accused of using steroids early on in his career? David Ortiz. Well, we're going to give him a He has been a great supporter of the Black Lives Matter movement, and he also criticizes Donald Trump. I have nothing against David Ortiz. I think he absolutely deserves to be inducted. But again, like I always say, it's the hypocrisy. This group of miserable shitheads, they penalize people they don't like or don't agree with politically. But as long as you comply with their agenda, as long as you get along with them, you're allowed into the club. Now, I'm with Curt Schilling. I don't want to be in Club Woke. But let me know what you guys think. Curt Schilling, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, denied entry into Cooperstown. One, over strictly political reasons. The other two, I think, because they had bad relationships with the media throughout their career. Let me know what you think. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.